We're holding by Melachim Beis, where at Perek Dalet, Pasuk Lamed Ches, the Shiur started as Eschusi L'Nishmas, Yecheskel Shraga Ben Avram Yehuda, it should also be Eschusi L'Nishmas, Moshe Ben Daniel, Chaim Elazar Ben Shem Shanariah, as well as Eschus Fafu Shleima, V'chaim Moshe Yeshua Ben Malka, Chandai Ben Min Arachel, and Chanaliyah Bas Shein D'Rachel. It should also be Eschus for all those in Amakam Sakana in Eretz Yisrael. So now that we finished the story of the Isha Shunamis and the revival of her son, the Navi now is going to tell us about another miracle in this Perek, which lists several miracles, another miracle that Elisha performed, this time providing food for a group of hungry Bnei Anavim. So Pasuk Lamed Ches, Elisha Shav Al Gilgal, Elisha returns to Gilgal. Remember, Gilgal was the place that Hashem told Elisha that Eliyahu is going to be taking up to Shemayim. So now Elisha went back to teach these Bnei HaNevi'im who were living there. That's the pshat in the Das Seifrin. So, Elisha Shav Al Gilgal, Elisha returns to Gilgal, V'arav Ba'aretz, there was a famine in the land. Bnei HaNevi'im Yashim Lefanavim, these Talmidei Nevi'im were sitting in front of him. So, V'yomer Lenara, he says to his attendant, Svayis HaSira Gedoyla, put up a large pot, U'bashal Nazil of Bnei HaNevi'im, and cook a stew for all of these Bnei HaNevi'im, these Talmidei Nevi'im, to be able to feed them because there's a hunger. So, the Gemara in Ksubas on Daf Kuf Vav Amar Aleph tells us that Elisha did not daven that the hunger should end because it was a time of Midas Hadin. It was a time of anger from Shemayim, presumably because of the Avodah Zarah that was worshipped by Achav and his sons. And at such a time, tefillah would not help. 2,200 of Elisha's Talmidim were going hungry. Although Elisha could not end the hunger completely, but he instructed his Nar to cook a stew at least to ease the plight of these Bnei Anavim. The Mechak Tana says that the Pasuk is teaching us something very important, that although there was a Rav Ba'aretz, U'Bnei Anavim Yashim Lefanav, the Bnei Anavim didn't go around looking for food, didn't go around trying to earn a meager living in these times, but rather they didn't stop learning. They continued learning. They sat, despite the Rav, they sat at the feet of Elisha trying to continue to learn Torah despite the obstacles and despite all the challenges that were going on in the world at that time. And therefore, continues the Mechak Tana, we will see that although a poisonous or bitter herb is placed into the pot of food, it's able to be cured, it's able to be undone, it's able to be purified because of the Torah, in the schus of the Torah that they had. Torah is considered the sam achayim. It's able to restore life. It's almost like a medication that restores life. So in the schos that they were learning Torah and they're Isaac Batayra, so they tapped into this Sam Chayim that was now able to purify the food, and or in the case of, according to the Pshat, that it was poisonous, was able to completely cure the food from the poison. The Kli Yakar points out that here Elisha is not referred to at all as Ishua Likim as he was previously in the Perek, but he's just referred to as Elisha, either to teach you that these Bnei Anavim were on such a level that they were equal with Elisha, or to tell you the anivus of Elisha, that he didn't consider himself, he didn't hold himself up to be a ruler over them like an Ishua Likim. Rather, he conducted himself like a regular person around them, and he considered himself to be an equal around them, and therefore he did not take the moniker of Ishua Likim at that time. Rather, he conducted himself as a hedyot, and for that reason the pasuk points this out or hints at it by referring to him simply as Elisha rather than Ishua Likim. So pasuk lamites, if you're going to make a stew, you need ingredients. So you got to gather the ingredients. You got to go out to the field and pick the herbs, pick the vegetables. Vayetze echad al asada. So one of them went out to the field, the lakid oirois, to gather some herbs. Vayimtza gefen sada. He comes across a vine in the field, not a vine of grapes, but a vine containing some type of herb or vegetable. Vayilaki mimena bakoi sada. He picks from it enough wild gourd that Maloi Vigdoi to fill up his garment. Vayavoi, then he comes back, Vayafalach, and he cuts it up, El Sir Anazid, to put into the pot of stew. Kilo Yado. They didn't know, meaning, says Rashi in the Barbanel, they didn't know that what the ingredient that he came back with was actually a poisonous food. According to the Radak, it wasn't poisonous, but it was too bitter to be edible. What are these pakuas sada that he wanted to bring back? According to the Radak, it's wild gourd. According to Rashi, it's mushrooms. And the Me'am Loye says, although he was sent to get herbs, when he comes across these mushrooms, he figured it's more filling, and therefore it's a better ingredient to get for the stew. Malbim explains the Lashon of Kilo Yadu, that either they didn't know that it was poisonous, or the other Nevi'im didn't know that he put it in. Had they known, had they seen the ingredient, one of them would have recognized that it was poisonous amongst those who were preparing the food. But they didn't even know that he put it in. He sort of added it as a secret ingredient. And only afterwards, when the stew was finished, did they realize or did they find out that this ingredient had been placed in. So pasuk mem vayitzku l'anoshim lechol. So they pour out the stew for everyone to eat. They start serving it. Vayika achla me'anazid. And as they started to eat from the soup, v'hematzaku, they shouted out vayomru, and they said, mavis basir ishralikim. There's death in this pot, O man of God. V'layachul echol, and they could not eat. So they tasted right away either the bitterness or they tasted the poison before they ate enough that it would have a harmful effect. And they realized that this was not edible. The Malbim says that there were two reactions going on. First of all, the Hema Tzaku, they cried out that they already ate it. Those that already ate it cried out, oh no, what did we just eat? And then secondly, Vayoimru Mavis Basir. And the second reaction was that they were telling those who had not eaten yet, don't eat from this, it's dangerous. So there was a double reaction. First of all, oh no, what did we just eat? That's Vehematzaku. And second, Vayomru Mavis Basir, they're talking to those who didn't start eating yet and say, don't eat it, it's dangerous.